Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Anna.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I got the energy today. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I'm just sad. I lost some plants at the office. They didn't survive the pandemic quar.
You lost them.
Yep, lost them. My firstborns.
Now, where do you think they went?
They died. They weren't watered enough by the people I asked to water them.
But where are they now?
They're still in the office. After this, I have to go and, I don't know, throw them in the garbage.
Wow. And this is privilege, folks. This is what she complains about.
Yeah, it's sad to watch a plant die. You know, there's an old saying, an old theory that when a plant dies, that it was sacrificing itself because there's like an evil spirit in your house. So if it just dies one day, it sacrificed itself to protect you from the evil spirit.
Do you believe that?
Nick, I don't know what I fucking believe anymore.
You don't?
No.
Odd. Well, I wish you a lot of luck on this whole endeavor. Right? Doesn't everybody wish her a lot of luck? Yeah, give Anna a round of applause, everybody. She's got a lot of demons, folks.
Who are you talking to?
Our audience. Why, don't you see the audience, Anna?
Yeah.
Wow, you're farther gone than I thought. I'll have to call the doctor in the morning to shoot you.
Oh my God, I'm not a horse.
Not yet.
That's true. Probably be a horse soon. Probably be a horse soon.
Yeah, that's not a song. I think you recognize that as a song title, you know, but you didn't.
I'll probably be a horse soon.
Oh, wow. That song sounds like it would have charted, but you just made it up. Sure. That's nice. I like it. That's really nice. All right. Well, let's get into this show because I don't know if bantering's our day. It's our day.
No, Jesus. I'm on like what you would call a
bender.
Yeah. I've been drinking nonstop.
Classic Anna. That is classic Anna. Nah, just pills, right? All right, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we're talking about Below Deck, Season 7, Episode 3. What if I just, every sentence I was like...
You were like the kid on Malcolm in the Middle who had to take a breath in between every word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ableist. All right, let's go.
All right, guys. We continue with the drunkest guest in the world, whose name is Brandy.
Brandy,
who I sent you.
Brandy.
Her name is Brandy Botok. Buttock.
Brandy Buttock. Her name's Brandy Butt, basically.
Brandy Butt. She is a gallery owner, apparently. She owns a gallery. She's from, like, Pennsylvania. Yeah, she is the drunkest person I've ever come across on this show.
Sure.
God, she must be... I don't know, understand where she gets her money, but who knows. Well, anyway, so... While Kate is giving the guests a tour of the boat, Brandy basically like has to lay down because she's having like a panic attack, drunken fit. I don't know what's going on. So they get her on the couch upstairs on like the top lounge, the sky lounge. No, that's not the sky lounge. It's like the top of the sky lounge. And they lay her on the couch. Kate gives her a bottle of water and we hope for the best.
That's nice that you're still rooting for her. You're a good person.
Well, I'm just trying to create tension. Well,
this person, someone needs to go to jail. I don't. This person's saga. Why didn't they just take her to the hospital and leave her there?
Because every time she was sobering, I don't think she was ever sober, but every time she would wake up, she says she was fine. After having like a full on out of control fit where she'd be like dying.
But she's not fine. I mean, she was barely coherent. When they took her, well, we'll get into it.
Yeah. So, so Kevin, the chef, keeps demanding service, even though Kate is literally on a tour with the guests and the other girls are making drinks for the guests. And he's getting upset because they're not like running to his beck and call. And Kate is not impressed and comes back after the tour and brings out the food and is like, chill, bro. It's not like they can eat. They're on a tour. And Helen says she noticed Adrian isn't here. And Kate's like, well, I hope you like this basic bitch Kevin's food. And then a really drunk Brandy keeps yelling at Courtney and Ashton, demanding to know where this boat is going, and then be like, tell them I pay for everything, not Jeff.
Just like, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
Did you know I paid for all this? You did it? Why? Because you saw who paid?
Yeah, it's absolute nonsense. Nobody knows who Jeff is. I have no words for what this existence of Brandy is.
This is like Donald Trump's presidency. And it's like, rate Donald Trump's presidency. It's like, well, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what, a mega zero? I can't rate on a scale of 0 to 0.
Yeah.
How bad this lady is in need of rehab.
This woman needs more than rehab. This woman needs straight up God.
Smart.
Yeah. No, like, I've never been like, this person needs God. But this person needs God.
You mean to see God after death?
I don't even care. Like, she need to go to church.
Wow. You just turned into a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
Oh, she needs to get her ass to church. Mm-hmm. My wig slipping.
My wig
This motherfucker made a movie.
Wait, what did
where
you
he
just
killed?
Say? Did you just say my wig is slipping for? Were you doing an accent of a black person?
No, I was doing Madea Dumbo.
Okay, well, let's not do that.
I'm doing Madea.
Okay. And that
if
is
Tyler Perry can own Atlanta, I can do Madea. He has the most expensive residence.
In Atlanta? Or where?
In Atlanta.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I said Atlanta before. I thought it was obvious.
No, sometimes when you're screaming, it's hard to understand what you mean.
Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. You're embarrassing yourself.
You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm embarrassing you by pointing out how you're embarrassing yourself. You played yourself.
You're embarrassing myself.
Roll the drop.
By being too much. Roll the drop. What drop?
Roll the drop.
Mm-hmm.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Lord help me. I do not deserve this.
You don't deserve it. That's the thing. You're getting it anyway for free. Everybody else got to pay. You know how much time you get with me every day compared to every other person? You know, you are so lucky.
I don't want this. I don't want this.
Jesus, okay. All right, you don't have it.
So Kevin says the guests are so wasted that he needs to overseason the food because they won't taste anything. And Helen and her friend are drunk and bugging Captain Lee in the bridge. And they're being like, Captain Lee, do you want to fuck? And he's like, oh boy. And he's like, I would love to be bailed out. I got more fingerprints on my ass than the FBI. I'm surprised I have any ass left. And they were. They were like grabbing his booty and being like, baby, you got some booty.
They were singing that?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that part. I guess they couldn't pay for that song.
No. So the guests sit down for lunch and Kevin brings out some steak to slice in front of them. And there's some radio issue because someone is pressing the radio button and they think it's Abby, and Captain Lee's pissed because he's trying to communicate with them. And Kevin says he didn't order any seafood for the seafood extravaganza. And both Kate and Courtney are like, if we wanted a seafood extravaganza, we would want like layers on layers on layers of seafood, not just fish.
All he has to do is cross off extravaganza on the menu and it's fine. Seafood. Boom. There it is. You get one lump crab meat left over from Mila.
Yeah. Mila. God, fuck Mila. Brandy is up and running around and Brian is trying to help her find her room because she's so confused. And honestly, I was like, this is a hazard. She shouldn't be on the side of the boat. She could easily fall off and be dead like within seconds. And you know what? No one would notice. They'd be like, where's Brandy? She must be passed out somewhere. And then they would come back.
Why am I having so much fun?
Yeah, they would come back to dock 2 days later and be like, Brandy never got out of bed, huh? And they would go on with their lives. And one day someone would be like, did we leave Brandy on the boat by accident?
And then Brandy just works there. She's like, I'm the fourth stew.
No, Brandy would be in the water long gone. Because she would have fallen off the boat because she has no idea where she is and she's so drunk. The amount that we are about to watch Brandy nod out while sitting at a table or on a boat or honestly anywhere, it's unbelievable. I have never in my life been as, I mean, yes, I probably have been that drunk, but like, not like 3 days in a row where like, I just couldn't seem to like figure out that maybe I should stop drinking. But yeah, Captain Lee calls the deck crew to the bridge to explain to them about the keying of the radio. And I guess keying means when you press down on the radio to speak into it, you're holding down the button and then no one else can communicate. And Abby says she went from never having to use a radio in her life to having to take care of the radio like a baby. So she's apologetic for holding or for keying the radio. And Ashton says, that's not good. That's a very rookie mistake.
Wow. I'm glad we got Ashton's take on that.
Yeah, well, Ashton's nervous. So Simone says she loves maths. So when she's doing laundry, it's like an equation to her. So she plans things in her mind. But she does want to do more than laundry. So she isn't just a one-trick pony. She wants to learn to do more service. And Captain Lee asks Ashton to tell Abby to put her hair back because he doesn't want her like wild, flowing, brave hair getting caught in anything.
Interesting.
We learn that Kevin started at a bakery at 13 and left school at 14 to go to cooking school because that's all he could do. And he only went to regular school to eat lunch because he was the class clown and he played rugby, but he couldn't play rugby anymore because of all his concussions. So, yeah, he had to go to cooking school. And his dad was a chef, and so was his stepdad, and his great-granddad was a baker, and then his great-great-great-great-granddad was a chef on the Titanic. And
this is so made up.
He went down with it, apparently.
It's like Forrest Gump. And then my mother was what done baked the first apple pie for America.
Yeah, he's full of shit. Because why was a New Zealander? Well, I guess maybe that's after he died in the Titanic. They were like, get rid of this family. Send them to New Zealand. I don't know. Sorry, I just remembered my loss of my plants and got really sad again. So Ashton tells Abby to tie her hair back because they don't want to get caught in anything. And she's like, oh, like, what's the big deal? And then as she's walking through the galley, her hair almost gets in the food and Kevin tells her to watch her hair. And she's like, wow, I went from like no one ever caring about my hair to being like my hair being like public enemy number one. And I'm like, I'm surprised you are not putting your hair back because it is so hot that you want all that hair on your neck.
Yeah. Also, do you want your hair to get caught?
Yes, her hair will definitely get caught in something.
You're mostly hair.
Yeah. That was weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Do we both think that was weird?
My God.
Because you know what? If the consensus that it was weird, then it was probably fucking weird.
It's crazy.
So the deck crew is taking the guests fishing, and somehow they get Brandy to go with them. Brandy like comes in and out of drunkenness in a way that I just truly do not understand. Okay. So it feels like maybe she's sobered up a little when she's like, where are you guys going? They're like fishing. She's like, oh, I'll come. And she gets on the boat. She seems fine, right? She's interacting. She even jumps in the water. I mean, they do put a life jacket on her ass, not the other women, but her for sure. She seems fine. Awake, alive. Back on the boat, Kevin says he doesn't know what to do if the guests don't bring back anything. And Kate is like, the fuck, bro? You literally have to supply dinner. Whatever they catch and bring back is just extra. And then back on the tender, while they're fishing, Brandy, they're drunk, is telling the deck crew that she's available and a cougar. But then immediately, I don't know immediately because of editing, she starts to nod out on the boat again. So like, was she drinking on that boat again and then started to get wasted again? Like, what is this wind she keeps catching?
She was not drinking. It's not about drinking. It's some drinking, but she is on pills. She's taking pills. No one is giving her this much alcohol. It's impossible. We don't see her drinking.
Well, we see her drinking like, a lot of mimosas.
You know, has an occasional champagne, but they're not like, we opened 9 bottles of champagne this morning.
Yeah, it's confusing. There's definitely something afoot. Yeah, so Helen catches an eel, but then they let it go. It was nasty looking, honestly. But then they don't catch anything else. And Kevin starts to panic back on the boat about what to do as the guests head back. And Abby says she feels like everyone thinks she's an idiot. And Tanner says, relax, shit happens. The first couple charters are confusing, but then you learn everything and you as you go. And he's like, I literally knew nothing when I first started. And she's like, yes, thank you for this pep talk, sir, from Long Island. And Brian improvises a seafood extravaganza in quotes because it sucks. And Courtney is not impressed by his plans. And she's like, honestly, like I eat a seafood extravaganza like once a week. And like, this is lacking. This is not it. What is wrong with you?
I hate her.
But
I
you
hate
love
her so
her.
Much.
You love her.
I don't love her at all. I'm not even attracted to her in the slightest. That was a joke. She's so fucking off-putting. I do not like this person.
Are you negging her?
No. No negging needed.
Well, Helen says the women are coming to dinner in beachwear only. No clothes, bitches. And Ashton thinks Abby doesn't technically have the work ethic for this job right now because she keeps getting distracted and he's concerned about it. And Abby says she talks once a day with her Greek boyfriend / captain and the distance has really made them miss each other. And Brandy is out for the count again and talking to herself in her bed. And the rest of the guests sit down for dinner service and Kevin is nervous about his whack-ass seafood extravaganza, but the guests like the food so far. And Abby tells Ashton that she feels like she isn't pulling her weight and that stresses her out. And she isn't sure if she's cut out for this job. And she really loves to sail. And that's just like such like she didn't realize how different sailing would be from being on a motor yacht. And she's like, I'm really relaxed and this motor yacht shit is not my vibe. And Ashton just tells her to stay confident, babe, and don't like fear messing up because you're still learning, babe.
Bib.
Let's take a quick break, babe. And we're back, babe. All right, guys. Babe. So Helen starts to do her chef flirt with Kevin by being like, because she comes every time she fucking takes a bite of food. She moans
he ain't even
so
there.
Much.
He can't even hear her. The only person who can hear her is her goddamn husband.
Yeah, and he's like, Helen, you're giving
he's
me
like,
a
I
say.
Have no opinions.
Well, no, he's just there to be the mafioso who pays for everything.
I've never cared about something.
Well,
I
Kevin,
have five businesses.
Kevin comes out.
I forgot what they are.
Kevin comes out and Helen compliments him, and he's happy. The guests are happy. And so the guests all head to bed after dinner. And Ashton asks Courtney if she's single and or interested in anyone on the boat. And she's like, I am single and not interested in anyone on the boat. And she says her type is someone who isn't an asshole. And Brian tells Kate that Tanner has a crush on her. And she says she's flattered that she's still got it. And she'll probably bang him.
Pretty
and now
funny.
It's the next day.
Nice.
So Kevin doesn't understand what's going on with service that breakfast morning, because it's just Simone on service and she's doing drinks for everyone, but he wants his food to go out ASAP. But she's like, I'm doing drinks first. No one's sitting at the table yet. I will bring out the food. And Kevin gets frustrated by how slow Simone is working in the morning, and he keeps bugging Kate to wake up and help out, even though the deck crew are offering to help. He's like, no, Kate needs to do this. And Brandy keeps drinking everyone's mimosas, so Simone has to keep making more for the ladies. And Kevin is being an asshole and keeps calling Simone dumb in front of the deckhands. And she gets upset and calls him out and tells him to be professional and a team player and to help if you see her struggling instead of bitching at her. And Kate comes to help after they wake her up. And Simone stands up to Kevin. And I'm very proud of her for doing that because he was being an asshole. Like, she was keeping it moving, and he was just being like, it's not rocket science. But anyway, Kate basically tells Kevin to mind
his... He's got no one to talk to.
He's just an idiot. Kate tells Kevin to mind his own business because he's tripping, even though the food is all out. And the guests aren't even eating. That's the thing. The food goes all out, and the guests are still, like, hanging out and, like, drinking and not, like, eating. So it's like all that rush, and guess what? No one's even eating the fucking food.
They really shouldn't. He shouldn't have done anything. He should have cooked them burgers and fries for every meal, and they'd be like, this is food orgasms.
Yeah, well, Kevin apologizes to Simone for the things he was saying, and she accepts and keeps working. And then Brandy apologizes to Kate for being so drunk the night before, and Kate's like, yeah, no problem. And the guests are eating breakfast while the deck crew put out the water toys, and Kevin and Kate are arguing over the vibe, even though she put the food order on the pad like he asked. And he's like, what's with the attitude? And she's like, I'm just doing as you're told, as I was told. And he says, well, I apologized. And she's like, well, not to me, motherfucker. So leave me the fuck alone. And he's like, well, I'm sorry you didn't get to shower. And she's like, do not be condescending. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't need the bullshit.
That's a great apology. That's the only way I apologize to Lyra.
So rude.
Oh, my bad. I'm the asshole.
Yeah.
She's never agreed with me harder.
Yeah. Yeah. You are the asshole. Mm-hmm. So Kate says she's done playing nice and is going to play by her own rules now. And then she tells Captain Lee that Kevin is being intense, and he agrees that he needs to stay in his own lane and leave service alone. And like clockwork, Brandy's passed out again.
Nice.
And the deck crew is planning a beach picnic for the day. And Captain Lee says the nice thing about Thailand is that there's a bunch of small, nice beaches where the guests feel like it's their very own private island.
Okay.
Sorry, I powered down for
just
a second.
Die? What the fuck was that?
I powered
down. And that's how I went out doing what I loathed.
I powered down for a second. So Kate goes with the deck crew to set up the beach picnic, and the tide in Thailand apparently goes back very quickly. So the tender gets beached in the time it takes them to set up the picnic, and they have to try and push it out into the water ASAP. And it's a struggle for old thick thighs, Ashton and Brian. Two South African boys just doing their best. And the food is ready to go. And of course, Brian is getting pissed because he's waiting for them to come get everything. Or not Brian, Kevin is getting pissed. Sorry, Kevin and Brian are the same person to me sometimes.
Kevin's Jesus, they're so boring.
Yeah. Also, I never know who's talking, if it's Brian or Ashton, because they have the same voice.
Honestly, I don't even know who Brian is. You're just telling me that name, and I don't know who that is.
Brian is possibly Kevin, because they look exactly the same.
Oh, wait. No, that's the South African deckhand.
Yes.
Brian is his name?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Okay. Well, he sounds exactly like Ashton, so it's hard to know who's speaking.
Okay.
And Kevin looks exactly like Brian, so honestly, all those dudes interchangeable to me.
Wow.
Well, Brian and Ashton get the tender back in the water, and Kate says it was really sexy to watch them work so hard.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. Wait, do we just take a break?
I don't know, man. I don't think we took a break.
Yeah, no, we...
Did we take a break? I know I've felt... This is what it feels like when you're doing two headlining gigs in a row. And you have to go for an hour twice in a row. The entire second half, I am like, did I say this? I am expecting in every joke someone to yell out, you already said it.
All right.
But no one ever did, but I know I've fucked it up.
I just don't have a ton of notes left. So we're going to throw to a break and just wrap this episode out.
All right.
All right. BRB. And we're back. So yeah, Brian and Ashton got the tender back in the water after struggling to push it back in, and Ashton being like, if we don't get this back in the water, Kathleen's going to kill us. So yeah, they head back to the boat. And now this is another confusing thing. Now Kelly is passed out in the walkway. How did that happen? Do you see that other woman just passed out in the walkway?
That wasn't even Brandy.
No, it wasn't even Brandy. That was another woman. And Ashton sees her and is like, what the fuck? How did you end up, like, it was like as if she was walking and then just passed out.
You know how you can only have the same friends, you can only have friends that do the same drugs as you.
Right.
You know, so it's like, what are you going to do? They all like fucking pills, dude. They're all billionaires who love pills. And so they flock together.
It's just as if they don't know. What will kill, like, they don't know their limits, and that's confusing for me. It's very confusing for me what's going on. But yeah, but thing is, like, it was as if she was walking to the tender to go to the beach and just collapsed, like, I'm too drunk, and like fell asleep. Like, she had her beach outfit on and everything and then was just passed out in the walkway. Like, it genuinely made no sense. And Ashton, like, casually saw her as he walked by and was like, what the fuck is this?
And he says, I thought it was just, like, there was debris littered. And he's like, oh, they forgot to clean up.
And then it was a woman.
I've got to throw this trash overboard.
It was a woman in a sarong. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was ridiculous. Remarkable. Yeah, remarkable. I've not seen anything like this. These people all need to be in rehab. And you saw, so you sent me something from Brandy. A tweet, is that correct?
It was her Instagram post about this trip.
Yeah. What was going on there?
Oh, Brandy.
It was something like, that's not me. I had three beers and I got drunk.
Well, first, to give some background, Brandy's an artist. Her name is Brandy Bocktot, and she owns the Bocktot Gallery in Sewickley, Pennsylvania. She's an artist and a designer. She's an alumni of Carnegie Mellon University. That's a good school. She specializes in individual family and animal charcoal portraits and landscape paintings. Landscape paintings of famous locales around the world that she has visited. Well, barely visited, I would argue, if you're not even remotely conscious.
Tell me one thing you did.
Yeah. She also has expertise in industrial graphic design, point of purchase, and experimental interior design for restaurants, cafes, bistros, boutiques, and retail concepts. The summer of 2015 brought a floral series to the Bocktot studio. Poppy Silhouettes is a series of still life portraits that currently adorn the walls of this Sewickley Art Gallery, a bright and eclectic series a la Georgia O'Keeffe, brings a glimpse of summer to the streets of Pittsburgh as winter encroaches. This is so old. I don't even know if she owns this gallery still. It says it'll be on display until the end of 2015. Okay. But after this episode came out, and let me tell you, more shit happens after this. Like, this is just the first episode of their trip. Like, this bitch is going to get more fucked up to a point where Captain Lee has to get involved. But Brandi Bachtot posted an Instagram of photos from her trip to Thailand, looking sober and alive and like walking and like feeding tigers. And she wrote, "I had a wonderful trip in Thailand. I want to be really clear and open about my mental health issues. If you know me, you know that I struggle from severe anxiety, and it's something that I struggle with every day. I don't do drugs, nor do I condone the use of them. I had a wonderful time on Below Deck, despite my panic attack." She says that singular, just one panic attack. Okay.
Now, when did she have a panic attack?
I don't know. So with all the...
you were just rolling around drunk, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, she wrote, "So with all the ugliness being displayed right now, I wanted to share some of the beautifulness of my trip. Hashtag Below Deck Bravo TV, Bravo TV Network." The comments on this post... The comments on this post are unlike anything. They are just being like, "Oh my God, panic attack. Ha ha ha. Watching you. You were all drugged up. Like, just like, you were so stoned. What are you talking about?" It's just bad. It's so bad.
Why make up a panic? Like, what? I don't. What are you talking?
Well, there were definitely moments where she'd be like, and I think that's what she's claiming to be a panic attack. But then she was like also aggressively drinking the whole time.
Yeah, what are we supposed to say about this, man? This is just a sick woman. She has a disease and her friends don't give a fuck about her because she's annoying. Well, yeah. Don't bring her on the trip. I gotta know why this woman was on this trip with these people.
I don't know, but everyone is commenting like, "Hey, get help, get help, get help, get help." And I agree, get help, because that was not normal what we were witnessing.
No.
That was concerning.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the address listed for the Bachtot Gallery, and I'm not seeing it there anymore.
Oh, no. Did this woman not, was she not able to keep a business together? You're lying to me. You're a liar.
No,
she's doing great. She's one of the top 10 artists.
I would not say that, but
who's a better artist, this artist or the last artist we had on the show that we looked up that painted the vaginas?
I don't know. A lot of her art is not available. It seems like she's just doing flowers.
It sure seems that way. It seems bad, yeah.
It claims to still be open.
Mm.
Let's see the one Google review about it. 5 stars, that's it. All right, I don't know. Who knows what's going on with these fucks? Okay, the guests get to the island and Brandi starts to nod out again at the table, like the picnic table, and she won't eat or drink any water. She just keeps being like, but then continues to nod out. And Tanner says he used to be a lifeguard, so he gets ice to try and cool her off because her safety is his biggest concern right now, and he doesn't want her to die because it's hot out there. And Kate asks the deck crew to come get Brandi off the beach and into some AC, and Captain Lee overhears and says she might need some medical attention because she's such a mess. So they put her in the kayak to get her to the tender, and then her friends are like, "Don't feel bad for her. Don't feel bad for her. I'm not going to feel bad for her. Don't feel bad for her. She'll be fine. Like, don't feel bad for her." And that's where the episode ends.
Jesus,
the darkest
Christ.
Fucking moment possible. And she's starting to make her like, noises while in the kayak as they take her to the tender. And everyone's getting concerned because they're like, she doesn't know where she is. She's freaking out. Like, what's going on? And that's, yeah. And Captain Lee's like, "Get her to the boat." And her friends are like, "Fuck her. Fuck her." Like,
boat facts.
Terrifying. All right, guys, it's time for Boat Facts with Nikki Tease.
All right, Anna, we all know where water comes from. That's right, the rain. Oh, so these oceans that these boats are riding on, you know, this water's got to come from somewhere. And it comes from rain. My question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Name one of the countries that are in the top 10 most precipitation per year.
Top 10, you said?
Any of them. You have 10 guesses.
Now, there's, you said top 10, though. I'm clarifying.
Top 10. You just got to get one.
I mean, I assume some like Amazon forest area.
Holy shit. This isn't going to take as long as I thought.
What do you mean?
No, just
you
go.
You thought I'm an idiot?
No, just go.
Oh, so you
Why would
think
you being
I'm
an idiot,
idiot
make it shorter?
Shit, where does it like, it's always like dark. Hawaii?
You think that's a country?
Oh, you said country. Colombia?
That's number one.
Shut up. Are you serious?
No, that is number fucking one. You fucking nailed it on
Are
the first
you serious?
Guess.
I was trying to remember where the rainforest was.
Jesus Christ. Congratulations.
Are you serious? I'm fucking... I
mean,
just,
I probably would have gone with Brazil first, but damn, you nailed it.
That's right. I was trying to think, like, what else is there?
Brazil's not even on this list. I don't even know. It's...
Are you lying?
Brazil is,
I really got
40th
that?
On this list.
Wow.
But also, Brazil is a very, very large country and has a lot of types of places.
Wow. I feel like sick to my stomach for knowing that.
Number two, starting with number two down, Sao Tome and Principe, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Panama, Costa Rica, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Fiji, Sierra Leone, Singapore, Liberia, Guyana, Grenada, Philippines, Suriname, the Seychelles, St. Lucia. So Guyana is right there, also next to Colombia.
Made popular again by Indian matchmaking.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. They're not getting anything past me. All right, let's. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys, this has been Deckheads, Season 7, Below Deck, Episode 3. Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
Let's all pray for Brandy. Okay, so you can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Check out our merch on TeePublic. Please do it. Link in the bio of all our social media at Deckheads Pod, or just search Deckheads Podcast on TeePublic. Also, leave us a 5-star review. We would love that. We'd appreciate it. Go click the little 5-star button if you need to. You don't even have to write anything. But if you do write something and you know, have some boat facts, put that in there because Nick is running out of ideas.
Unfortunately, I got a boat fact today through Instagram. And as you all know, you cannot leave boat facts for me through Instagram. I would love to read this boat fact, but I can't.
Yes, you can.
It has to be left in a 5-star review. Now,
no.
This person had previously left a 5-star review with a boat fact. Was that boat fact very good? No, it was a one word, possibly, if I'm remembering correctly. But I said it anyway. So you don't get a second one. I'm sorry. I wish that the rules worked that way. What you have to do at this point is steal your friend's phone and leave a boat fact in it, and then I can read your second boat fact. Or just send a boat fact to a friend. Tell them to do it. Whatever you got to do to have another account, make a new iTunes account. I don't really give a shit. You got to have it through a different account. Anyway, I wish the rules were different.
There are no rules.
It would be incredible if that were true.
Okay,
but that's
guys,
the type of society we lived in.
We
anarchy,
gotta go.
But we don't.
All right, I'm at Anna Hosni. Nick is at Nick's Turner's. But
all right,
who
bye, guys.
Cares? Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.